we're still trying to find a fair map for everybody, and that's where we are right now, and we'll see what happens from here.
What do you do if the House just takes this one and says, okay?
That's it.
But you're still holding out hope.
What?
You're still holding out hope.
I think there's some hope.
Let me ask you this, because I've asked everybody else, and they think it's okay. But what if this goes to court, and there was a challenge 30 years ago, the last time we lost a district? Is it the 5th district that you see being a legal problem?
In my opinion, yes. I mean, I think that when you mix very, very rural with very, very urban, I think, and the way that sticks out there, if I'm a judge, that's not the way I draw it. But, you know, we have people that think it'll pass. That's, you know, that's what we'll see. I think, personally, that I'm better off if it goes to court, or my constituents are better off if it goes to court, than either one of the two maps that are out there now. And so we'll see what develops from here, and then we'll make some decisions on Monday.
Would you be the kind of person who would file that lawsuit, or would it be one of your constituents, or how would that work?
I probably wouldn't file it, but I already know that there's money being put together in my counties.
And I suspect there's some in Kansas City, too.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Do you see, if they do have a conference committee, do you see that there could be substantial changes in the makeup of the two maps that they're working on?
You know, it's really difficult, and I will tell you that I've probably drawn 10, 12 maps. I thought I had one that would satisfy everybody. What it probably did was irritate everybody, and that's probably the reason I'm where I'm at. I think there's ways to fix this, but, you know, I'm not the only person here.
Were you surprised that you only got 10 votes on the reconsideration?
No, because I had told those folks that I was not going to put them on record, and I hold my word.
So we're just going to wait and see how the cards are dealt in the next year.
We're going to wait and see how the cards are dealt.
Would you ask the governor to veto this map if this is the one?
I'm not sure the governor's going to pay any attention to me. He's going to decide what it is, and that's what it is.
Would you think, based on your conversations in this process, that if push came to shove, the Senate could override a veto?
I think there's a possibility. I don't know. We'll see how that falls down. But yeah, I would think the Senate would write a veto.
The House, which doesn't have a veto majority, if everybody votes.
Well, I don't deal with the House, and so you guys can count as well as I can. There's a lot of I'm not going to speculate on what the House would do.
When you go back home this weekend, what are you going to tell the folks back home?
I blew it. And, you know, it was a long shot anyway. I mean, by the time we got to the Senate map, I probably was the only one to stand up. So we'll see what happens.